Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody, and thank you. I'm glad to be here with you on Hump Day. Yes, it is Hump Day. And Jimbo is manning Facebook Live for all of you. So those of you who might want to jump in that are listening on Blog Talk Radio and you are a Facebook member, go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page and you'll find us right in front of you doing our thing. Our thing.
That's right.
So I am coming to you from Texas. My connection is great. And if you are finding me pixelating and...
You look great now. No, it's perfect.
It's good?
Okay, yeah.
Great. Sometimes I'm glad to hear that.
Sometimes it just straightens itself out.
Okay. So just as a reminder to those who have not joined us before, or those of you that maybe are a bit hazy on it, we're only using ordinary playing cards. I'm holding the deck up right now. So bear in mind, this is not tarot, not Oracle, not Angel, not any of the, oh my goodness, there are countless wonderful methods out here. Personal prophecy is the method I use exclusively. So once we get going, as soon as Jimbo goes through his spiel, then we will get started and dive in on readings.
That's back, Jack. Right, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody has a good time. And also, we are going to give you the number to call in because we don't have the extra option tonight because we're using our messenger option. So the call-in number is 515-602-9676. Call in, automatically get told you're going on hold. You're in a queue. We can see you. You'll hear the show. We can see you on a list. You won't get forgotten. I keep track of the list in case sometimes they jumble around. I don't know why, but I make sure who is first and who's next. Please get off your speakerphone when we actually have the reading going. Bluetooth, too, if you can. You know, we don't want you breaking laws or dying down on the highway or anything. And background sounds, stuff like that. Please be very wary of that, because by the time it comes to our end through the internet, it can be pretty ugly. Right? There is no messenger option for you folks. The only other option is when the phone lines go silent, then we will turn to the Facebook Live folks, and they can type their question in when we ask. Right, I think we got it all covered there, Tootsie Pop.
I do think so too.
All right, let's go to caller number one, and that would be area code 651 for Minnesota. 651, you're caller number one.
Hi, Minnesota. What is your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Well, Christiana, good to have you with us. So glad you called in. You're our first caller.
And I drew a blank on that. I drew a blank on the area code when you asked me.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, Deb says, is this one we know? I was like, I don't think so. Duh.
Well, anyway, you're first on the show.
Yes.
Your prize that you won is a reading.
Yay, a free one.
Yes, so I'm ready.
Wow.
For you.
Yes. Yeah, I know, shocking. You're here
ready
getting a free reading.
For your question.
Who would have thunk?
Actually a bit of a mediumship question. I know that you can't go too in depth, which is fine, but it's about a spirit that keeps wandering into my bathroom and the cat talks to it. So I was just wondering if you possibly in the cards have any insight onto what it's all about, you know, why they're there.
Do you live in a relatively new building?
Yes, I do.
So I'm thinking this has to do with the ground beneath the building.
Or what? And, possibly what building was there before, maybe?
Yeah, that could be from some time ago. But is this a new occurrence for you, Christiana?
Yeah, it seems more recent.
Okay. All right.
All right.
She's doing the cards, I believe.
I am. And I would like anybody who's interested to know that I'm using a full 24-card spread, or layout, actually, and it has several designated spreads within the layout. I prefer to do this rather than grabbing a couple of random cards, as possibly others might do, we'll say, in their shows. This is most comfortable for me, and it also gives you a chance to get a sense of what I do if we meet one-on-one or a private session. Now, of course, during the show, I only lay the cards out once for time's sake, but in your session, it would be as many times as we need per question. So okay. I'm just about ready here.
Okay. You said your cat talks to the spirit.
Yes.
How do they communicate? I'm not making fun. I mean, how do they communicate? Do you know? I mean, are you there presently witnessing it?
Well, he meows at them and follows them into the restroom.
Understood. So the cat's aware of this presence, basically, and is not obviously freaking out.
No.
Yeah, I've seen some of those things caught on tape where the animals aren't too thrilled about it sometimes. So that's a good sign. If the animal's okay with it, that's a good sign to me. Make me comforted as a human.
Yeah.
Well, and I think so, too. Unfortunately, this is a male that passed away there. He was actually murdered. But I think he kind of had it coming in the sense of, sure, I'm seeing intuitively is that he owed some men some money. And this could go way back. You know, I'm hearing like 1930s, possibly mob related. And he didn't have the money. And so this is where he lost his life. He might, you know, it depends on how deeply they dug, or, you know, for the structure you're living in. But the skeleton might still be there, seriously. But I don't think you should worry about him. He's a man filled with sorrow. The cat is understanding this, okay, that he really didn't want to lose his life in that manner, but he couldn't come up with the money he owed these men. And there he has it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the cat thing is would comfort me as a human.
And what you could try to do is you might tell it in kind of an authoritative voice. Tell the spirit, you need to go into the light because he is resisting.
It's time to move on.
And it's time to speak to them as if you can speak to them as if they are a child.
Just say, you got to let go. Enough is enough. You know, it's okay. Your past is the past. You know, that human life thing is gone. It's over.
Well, I think they bumped him off so quickly, and I feel it was from behind, that he didn't even know what was coming. Well, like trapped. Jim, you watch all these shows. Don't they say that sometimes the spirits get trapped?
They say sometimes something happens abruptly, there could be an issue, you know, about with that. People sometimes are kind of like, hey, wait a second, what just happened, you know, type of deal, and not really accepting it. I've heard, you know, this is all speculation, too, you know.
Oh, of course, we can't document it unless, say, you went back through the records, Christiana, and, I mean, really put some time into this. And likely a mob hit, there may be
there's probably no documentation really to find this because, like Deb said, if it never got discovered by the authorities, there's going to be no paper trail.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, thank you for reading.
Sorry, international shout-out to Allison in the UK before we say goodbye to Christiana.
Well, Chris Danica, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you always.
Yeah, she's quite often our first caller. I am impressed.
Yeah, I like that.
Super fan.
Thank you. And your cards look really good. So
that's good. Yeah, that's a good thing there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right.
I think you're going to start having some clients of your own, and it won't be in too long of a time ahead.
Okay. I look forward to it. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yep, we hope that we will. I'll just put you on hold in case you want to continue to listen or if you want to watch on Facebook. That's up to you. You can hang up. All right. We also have Mike from the UK.
Hey, Mike. Good to have you with us.
He noticed that you appear to be trapped in a TV. He wasn't here at the beginning. He wasn't here at the beginning when we explained.
Oh, yeah.
She's in another state. Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking. You talk, Deb. You're the one.
I'm in Texas with family. I have two sons, military sons, and I'm kind of bouncing between the two of them. And, you know, Texas is a very large state.
Gigantor.
Yeah, and I'm having a wonderful time here. So this is great that technology can bring me right into the show this way. Yeah.
The only negative thing is for you international folks is it shuts off the ability between using this portal and our Facebook live broadcast and me being on a computer. There's no other way. We have no way for you guys to messenger in. But if the lines go dry, we're going to go old school, and you guys will go to the folks that are on Facebook Live and ask them to type their questions. So, all right. And on that note, let's see who we got. Let's go to our next caller.
Okay.
All right. We're going to our second caller of the night. It's area code 23 Tennessee 423. Who are we talking to?
Hi there.
Hi guys, it's Luna.
It is Luna.
Hi Luna, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh yes, fabulous. Having a great time. So tell me, what brings you to the show? What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to see if you could do possibly like a past life reading for me. See who I was in my past life.
We haven't done this before, right?
I don't think so.
Nope.
No, I don't think we have.
No, you have not. Not with Luna.
And you're catching me early enough in the show so I can do this right now.
No,
right.
Yeah, while she's putting the cards on, you're going to get little nibbles at first because this is like peeling like an onion you've never seen before, an onion from hell when she does this type of stuff. She's not going to lay the cards down in one reading tonight and give you an entire history. It's just, it's a process. But it's cool. So, you know, it's a start. This will be the first layer of onion getting peeled. And your eyes will be watering.
Watering?
Yeah, onions make.
Oh, gosh,
if it's a real strong onion, you know they have different ones. The white onions I like; they're kind of strong as far as when you peel them.
Well, I never have any trouble with that. I don't know why.
Have you used a white onion?
Used every kind.
Well, then you're onion resistant.
Okay, now I have to focus on this. Right
yes,
now.
Focus, grasshopper.
And you should talk. Till I get it.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to talk. All right. Past life, you've done a lot of them, but I mean, recently we've done one or two on the show. I think Ashley was one of them. She's here too. I think wasn't it Ashley? We did her. She did like.
Yeah.
She did. Oh, she must have did like almost a dozen when it was said and done over the course of a couple months, and it finally came to. It came to an end, but it took forever to get there, you know. It's like they start peeling the onion, you know, that type of thing. But let's see what Deb comes up with. We never know.
Well, this is really interesting to me. Luna, you were a female black slave during those days of slavery. And the lady of the house, oh, God, you irritated the hell out of her because her husband would keep sneaking out to the slave quarters.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson style.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting that there was a lot of that when you look at history.
Probably. You know. Probably.
I'm not necessarily saying that you bore any children for him. That could come in another reading.
Okay.
But what's interesting here is that you were some kind of courier between slaves, and they were like men. And you would go in running errands or doing something for the lady of the house. And she was evil. I'm telling you, this woman would just soon beat you as look at you.
So,
all right.
So she was, her job was in the house, not in the fields and stuff, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you were, and you know why you were in the house? Because you were a great wet nurse. She was great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Breastfeeding this lady of the house's children, babies.
Yeah, well, you know, that was common back, not just then, even going back in time. Royalty.
Oh,
rich,
yes.
Rich royalty mother chickens had that luxury.
But here's what's cool is, let me see where he is. There was a slave guy in your life. And, you know, I keep thinking about that guy in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Never saw
the name of that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a chick flick.
I've seen it, yes.
The guy that made the barbecue. You had a boyfriend,
yes.
A man like that, and he loved you. And he hated that the man of the house was always, and you know, I got to tell you this, because I can see it clearly. That man would take you out into, like, surrounding areas around the, he'd take you out at night. Out of the slave quarters, and he would bend you over like a fence. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a wooden round log fence, and he would bend you over that and pull up your dress, okay? So we're not saying this was any kind of love connection.
Well,
but,
at least we got the position down. That's important.
Yeah. Strictly for his own pleasure.
So it was strictly business.
It was. Business.
Not pleasure, business. Well, his pleasure, not hers.
Here's the thing, though, that I'm picking up, and we'll have to look into this in more readings. But you and he managed somehow to, it looks like he stole some money because the two of you were somehow able to escape. Amazingly. And I think why? Because it was around this time that the war, is that the Civil War, Jim?
That bar would be the Civil War.
It was brewing, and there was a lot of confusion. And the two of you were, it was in a real woodsy area, and you two were able to, you slipped away. And I would find it fun next time to find out where you went. But you did, there was stolen money here.
Now you're talking. Now you the last time you were talking about her getting bent over a fence by the master.
Yeah.
And then you said she slipped away with a man, but obviously it's back to the other guy, the fellow slave guy.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
Don't die. We don't want you dying.
I remember the guy's name from Fried Green Tomatoes. His they called him Big George. I remember that.
Yeah, I never saw it, so it's a chick flick. So. Yeah, well, don't feel bad, Deb, because I will tell you what. Normally, I only have allergy attacks, like, right when I sit in this room. Well, I had it from the second I woke up today all day long. Actually,
I got to tell you.
Actually, right now, I got a little bit of relief. Okay, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, I've had it, too, all day long. I don't know. I've been just fine. But they have a lot of dust storms out here. And literally, you don't see it, but you can feel it on your skin. All right. He stole the money. He was a great big black guy. And he did not like what was going on with you. And
of course.
There was nothing he could do. And if he killed that master, he'd have gone and been hung or something like that.
I absolutely would be a dead man. Yes.
Yeah, so the two of you did get away, and it's amazing. It was almost like there was divine intervention to help the two of you get away. And I would have to keep laying them down now to get more of the story. I do think it's possible you bore his children. But for some reason, you didn't get pregnant from the master of the house.
Maybe he was impotent.
You know what I'm wondering? Maybe we'll have to look and see. Maybe his wife wasn't so faithful. And maybe these were children of a brother, his father, somebody else.
Well, that's a whole brown chicken, brown cow going on in that place.
Yeah, see, it's like another movie. These turn into like movies.
What
kills me?
Civil War porn movie.
Here's what kills me. When you go to somebody who will do a past life reading, if they always make people, you were an emperor over here, you were, I'm trying to think of, they make you into important people.
Oh, and that's very common. That's why most of the time when people get those and they say, well, somebody told me I was a princess. And I was like, yeah, of course they did. Imagine them telling that, because heaven forbid you were a ditch digger for 30 years and then you died at 35, because that's what everybody did back in the 1600s or 1500s.
Well, and you know, for me, I did it this in meditation. And if anybody wants it, I do have meditations where you can revisit your own reincarnations or your own past lives. In mine, well, there were two of mine. One, I was an arsonist who burned down old rickety like tenement building that was filled with all kinds of families. And they say, you know, a lot of times these past lives are not going to be rainbows and unicorns.
I mean, if you think about all the different people out there and all the different things people are doing,
yeah,
it's like closing your eyes and throwing your dart at a dartboard that somebody just pointed you at.
I was in bushes watching this big structure burn down and people screaming, and I was laughing, like snickering in my hand. I was a guy in that lifetime. And the other one that I was able to recall, now this one always makes me laugh. I was a very popular courtesan in Paris.
I'm not familiar with term. Is that something that takes pain away?
No, it's not. It's a...
Or is it a hoa?
It's a hoa.
I figured it was, but I just was playing around.
She was like dripping, and I mean, these men weren't just schlubs off the street. These were men with, you know, that could afford her.
When you say she was dripping and then you switch subject, that's
she was dripping with like jewels. Clothes. She was wearing long dresses.
Yeah, you said she was dripping and then all of a sudden stopped. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh. Imagine you picking up on that.
Whoa, I was thinking maybe she had some terrible disease. I didn't know.
No, but it was interesting to me that... you know, I took that route. They were gifts. She never asked for money, but they had to be expensive gifts. So there you have it. And for Luna, I would love to see how this figures into your current life.
Does it always have to?
No, but I think they're like, it's kind of like stepping stones.
And I wasn't being argumentative. I was just curious that it might not, right?
No, it might not.
Okay, I'm just curious. I learn too as we do this.
And if you look at quantum physics, which always blows my mind, if you look at that, they're saying that all lives are running simultaneously on various time continuums. And that's where I start like, okay, this is too much for me. So it'd be like these lives are all being lived at the same time.
Yeah, it's like going to college and then taking a bunch of mushrooms, I guess, and then start talking about theories. Yeah, man. You know, all this stuff's going on simultaneously, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know if they've ever done any movies of time travel, but where you're doing it quantum physically.
Did a really good martial arts movie. You know how you've heard about the parallel universe theory?
Yeah.
That there are so many infinite amounts of universes out there. There is some that are perfectly parallel. the exact same people are doing the exact same type of stuff. And it was kind of a cool one. It was called The One, I think it was, with Jet Li. It was kind of a cool concept, and I won't get into it more now. But they have done a movie on that parallel universe thing.
Wow. It's interesting.
And every time the guy would go and he would travel to one of the other universes and kill himself, but he would get more powerful because he would gain the power from himself from that universe.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
Sounds like an episode of Marvel's What If.
Yeah, it is what it is, but you know, it was Jet Li, so it was lots of cool action, you know, guy movie.
There was another really good movie. I'm looking it up right now because people can find this. And this one was with Marley Maitland. She was in it.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't place it to
a
face.
She's the deaf actress that was in Children of a Lesser God, and she did a lot of Law and Orders and stuff like that.
Might know her from that. That sounds familiar there, yeah. I watched a lot of the old Law and Orders.
It's called
I remember her from Law and Order as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. What was that name again, Deb?
The movie is called What the Bleep Do We Know, and it's from 2004. It's called a docudrama. And this one was pretty cool. She goes with her camera. She's able to reveal the cellular, molecular, and quantum worlds that lie beneath everything. But it was still not too dry. It was pretty interesting to watch. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's interesting. That one didn't ring a bell either, that movie, but there's so many movies out there. What one person can see them all?
Yeah, true.
All right, well, we dragged Luna through her reading a lot. Sorry, Luna, we kept you on forever while we babbled, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's all good.
It's an interesting start.
It is indeed, and that's like I say, once you start peeling this onion, we'll be disappointed if you never talk about it again.
Well, she will, I bet.
Well, how could
Yeah, I will.
Well, I was her, how could you not? But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
That was very interesting. I wasn't expecting that.
When you ask past life, do you really know what to expect? I don't. Sometimes you might. They say don't ask questions that you might not like the answers to, so you have to be prepared for that with a past life.
Yeah.
You could have been a really, really, really horrible, evil, hated person, but it's a past life, you know, but still you might not want to know that.
Well, then in the next life, you can karmically make up for that.
Well, yeah, it could yin-yang, you're atoning. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But still, it might make you feel kind of bad, depending on who you are. That's like, oh, my God, I chopped up little kids in a past life? Jesus, God. You know, that's
that would mess me up a bit.
Yeah, that would make me kind of say, like, you know what, I'm sorry I asked, but it's too late now.
Yeah. Well, there was a woman who came to me, she was of Spanish descent, and they had bought a house, and they were having such problems with this property, and she wanted a reading to know why, what is the deal with this property. I can't remember the exact issues they were having, but they were kind of big, you know, things like water problems, electricity problems, just problems, and it was a newer home. And it was out in the country. Well, the cards revealed that, speaking of chopping up children, this was out in Chesapeake, Virginia, by the way. There had been a pedophile on the loose for quite some time previously, like years before. The time frame I picked up on was like early 40s. And this guy would lure children into this, like, wooded area. And he would, well, of course, molest them. And then he would kill them, chop them up, and, their body parts were strewn around. And
yeah, he would hide them, stash them, not together.
Animals ate them. And, you know, it was before they started looking for people.
Well, they didn't have technology back in the 40s.
Right.
Right.
So I told her, go buy a brand new deck of cards. Take all of the face cards out of the deck. I said, go out, and she had her son do this with her, her grown son. I said, go out in your yard, and I want you to take those and throw them, just throw them out, and just say, it's time for all of you to go to the light. I need you to basically not be here anymore, and you will find faith or love and healing in the afterlife, please. And after that, they had no problems. I thought that was very cool. Yeah.
That is cool, yeah. I mean, that's, and if nothing else, if it just makes you feel better yourself, that's what matters the most.
Yeah.
Anything you do like that, as long as if it works for you, then it works for you.
I agree.
All right, Luna, we have,
yeah.
Hope you weren't getting ready to go to work because we would have just made her late.
No, I'm good. Thank you all so much.
Well, and thank you for being patient while we babbled.
It's fine. It was interesting. I liked listening to that. That was interesting.
Well, you had an interesting topic, so you generated a lot of discussion, so that was cool.
Oh, it's good. Thank you.
Yep.
Enjoyed that.
All right. Thank you, you guys.
All right. Well, take care, and we look forward to when you call again.
Oh, is it cool
right,
down?
Bye-bye.
Has it cooled down?
She went to mute.
She went to bye-bye.
Well,
okay.
But if she's still Facebook Live, and she'll tell me, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. When I got here a week ago, it'll be a week ago Friday.
Yep.
It was over 100 degrees, but it's real dry heat.
Yeah.
So you don't sweat. You know, you don't. If you feel thirsty, everybody's got a water bottle.
You have to drink a lot because the reason you don't sweat is that fluid is evaporating right before it even can drip from you.
I believe it.
So you're actually in theory sweating more. You just don't know it because it doesn't get a chance to run down your body. It just evaporates instantly.
Well, and here's an interesting thing. We had rain in the middle of the night. It only rains here annually about 33 days because it's in the desert.
Yep, there's a reason they call it a desert.
This morning, Casey, my son, had me get up and go look out the window with them. The backyard, which is all rocks, little rocks, big rocks, and cactus, things like that, was full of little toads, little tiny toads. I mean, the rocks were like moving. There were so many toads out there, so it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and for some reason, when I lived, you know, when I lived at the other house on Laringo, Deb,
mm-hmm.
Once a year, I never tracked it to see what month it was or whatever. Once a year, same thing. All of a sudden, open up the door, the dogs are like, what the hell? And there's little baby toads hopping all. So there must have been some kind of standing pond water somewhere where the little tadpoles turned into toads.
Is that what, but aren't toads and frogs two different things?
They are two different things, but they are obviously from the same, you know, they're related DNA-wise.
Okay.
So we call them frogs typically, even though it's a toad, you know, but frogs are a little more aquatic, I think, than the toads. Toads are a little more earth-friendly, but I'm not a biologist or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
All right,
pokey.
What have we got to you?
Well, we have another caller that is the most patient person on earth. But first, since we went over the hump,
okay.
We want to remind everybody that this show is for informational entertainment purposes only. And just to let everybody know, this is a call-in show. Excuse me. I'm like, all of a sudden, I can't speak because I got gas in my, not down there, gas in my esophagus. Call in number is 515-602-9676. Call in, get on the queue. You'll be right there in the queue. You'll be on hold. You'll hear the show. I will physically with my eyeballs see you. You will not be forgotten. If you get disconnected, you call back. And the Facebook International folks that are live, if you would like to be patient when the calls go away, if they do, and they may, we can't predict this, we will turn to you, Facebook Live folks, and ask you to type your questions in for the viewers that are viewing it live. All right. Having said all that, we we shall go to, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to the same area code in the same state. 423 Tennessee, 423, you're up next.
423, welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
The one with the patience of Job.
Uh-oh. That means that you have the patience of Job, so you are not happy with the current situation is what I'm getting.
Nah, I was just saying that just for some S's and G's. It's Damien.
I knew it was Damien, but I was wondering if, like, something was pissing you off a little bit when you said the patience for Job.
Nah, just showing you all how I can exercise patience.
That's right. Patience as far as not being a hold till the end of time. He was on the hold till the end of time.
No, we're going to have
yeah, that's a joke you all made. So I'm just like, you know what? That'll just be our inside joke. I'm the one with the patience of Job.
Yeah, he was, and I was so idiotic that that went right over my head, even though I kind of set the joke up. Hey, good job, Jim. Jim Shade Fade.
All right.
All right, what you got, Damien?
All right, so haven't heard anything back from the lawyer, so I assume he's probably busy at work doing what he needs to do. So tonight's reading is just an update, just see where things are, see if anything's changed, you know, for the better, for the worst, or if it's just kind of like things just as where they need to be for the moment.
So, okay, so it's like, what does it look like the workings are looking like, Deb? I guess right now, like you said, the lawyers, I'll say singular, but he might be contacting other lawyers or whatever. But so right now they're doing their thing, and you are just got to wait until you hear back.
Yeah, just playing the wait-and-see game.
Which sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you were like a billionaire, Deb, are you doing the cards so I don't interrupt you? Okay.
I'm laying them out.
Yes, good. I was like, if you're like one of those billionaire people, that you would have that lawyer calling you every 5 minutes to give you updates, but us common folk can't do that. You know, we're not paying him that kind of money.
Right. Well, he said he's going to be doing a very extensive title search first and foremost. So what he means by extensive, which means he's probably going to be making sure that, you know, he does his due diligence and everything's done and done right. So that's what I'm paying him for. So
exactly. And he's probably got his contacts in different places that do their thing to help out with that, because that's what he does. He's a real estate guy, so he probably says, all right, I got this guy. They'll do this type of title search. This guy will do this for me credit-wise, see if they're liens and stuff like that. Yeah, I gotcha. And that is going to take time.
I'm not seeing any issues. I feel that he's doing his job. Things seem to be going pretty smoothly. If you wanted an update, he probably wouldn't have too much to tell you just yet. But he is really careful work, Damien. Careful work. This man is very traditional. That's what Pablo said. Very traditional in his work, very dedicated. And I feel that you're going to have some very good news from him. There's a Three of Clubs here. Those of you that are, aware, the Three of Clubs is a card. Grandma called it duration of time. But I see it as an event on the way. And this is good. It's concerning legal papers. There's documents here and very good news coming your way. So I think right now he's very busy with his work. And I see you here where he is laying the groundwork for a really good case for you.
Yeah, and it makes sense, too. If you don't hear anything good or bad, because it could be either. That means he doesn't have anything to tell you. So to ring his phone and bother him, like you said, Damien, it'd be fruitless.
Yeah, and no news is good news.
Sometimes.
Yeah, so I was going to say, sometimes no news is good news, because if there's no news, it doesn't mean it's bad, but it doesn't mean it's good. It's just no news.
Hey, that's why I was on the same angle. When they say no news is good news, it means is the bad news hasn't come yet necessarily. That's all that means.
Or there may be good news. It's just, you know, if there's just no news, that means nothing to report at the moment.
Yeah, and
so,
I think
I can accept that.
I think it's exactly like you said. It's the wheels are still turning, so there's no reason to give you any feedback yet. Yep.
Yeah. And
all right.
Gathering these documents can take time. Remember, you're dealing with the state of Virginia or what is this?
The Commonwealth.
Yeah.
The fascist Walker Virginia is more like it.
In their own universe.
Yeah, and, you know, and which means you're going through government organizations.
Yeah.
And, of course, they are the most customer care people. That's all they care about is customer care, and they're going to expedite everything. Ah! Lawyers get a little more love than us common folk, but yeah, but even they still run into brick walls all the time as far as speed.
I would honestly say that's true, but at the same time, it's like, so when it didn't go before, or when it went before the judge and the judge did not rule in the lender's favor, all judges are, at the end of the day, are trial judges. So, you know, they can only do judgments on what they've personally been with in cases, as in they've been on the side for the plaintiffs or the prosecution, or they've been on the defense side for whatever case. So they're just going based off of what they've seen in their previous experiences. But, I mean, they are human. They do make errors. So, but it seems like this whole situation is riddled with errors. So why not throw more on top of the pile, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not throw more gas on the fire?
I guess. But I think you have good news coming to you very soon.
Okay, so what would you say, like within a couple weeks, maybe a month, 2 months tops?
Yeah, it's not going to stretch out too terribly long. You know, he's going to want to wrap this up too.
Now, we have a holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it officially doesn't start, but a lot of people, especially in the government, will start disappearing on Friday. A lot of them don't even come back on Tuesday necessarily. So you got that gap of nothing that's probably going to happen. So just throw that in there. It's only 4 days, but it is what it is.
Right. But the fact that, you know, things are finally in motion, things are moving, I can be more patient in life now that the process to getting to where it needs to be is going. So I can be more patient and more cool, calm, and collective about it.
Yeah, I relate to what he's saying. Basically, he knows that something is happening instead of nothing. So it makes you be patient easier. It's easier to be patient when you know at least something is happening. Yes.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate the reading, but last thing, and then we can wrap it up. When you were talking about that movie with Jet Li and different parallel universes and quantum mechanics and quantum physics, it's interesting you pointed that out because if you think about it, if there's infinite numbers of timelines, infinite numbers of universes, that means anything that ever has, is, or will happen has already happened. So on one timeline, I've already won, and I'm living that life on probably one timeline or another. On others, the process is still going to various degrees. And even on some timelines, it's not even started.
Exactly, and that's what they say. Because if you go to the, like you said, you start at the basic, there's an infinite number of universes. So just by sheer probability, if it's, if the number is infinity, which is a big number, then, then they say, oh, there's, like you said, there's multiple parallel universes. And that's, I think this one had eight in that movie. I don't remember what number they had to come up with. And they were all at different phases in the same, they had the exact same timeline going. But like you said, some have already happened, some hadn't happened. It was cool. It was interesting. It was an interesting concept. And it was Jet Li kicking ass. So there was a bonus on that. Not just the thought of that, but it was just him fighting, killing people. It was cool.
Right.
And he had to fight himself. I mean, he had to fight his bad self from another universe.
And if you want
I can definitely see that.
Universes or life, you know, lifetimes, to me it reminds me of if you hold a mirror up to a mirror and you see all these other mirrors in a line.
Or do you remember back in the, like in the 70s, sometimes they would like have the station would go off air and they would show like a camera on a computer screen that was displaying what the camera was seeing, and it would just keep like showing a bunch of computer screens getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, because it was like that was kind of like infinity.
Wow.
A closed circuit camera, like on a computer screen, showing what that closed circuit camera was showing. It just go like, it was cool.
It was cool.
It was good for like grade schoolers that don't understand the concept of infinity. You can say, this is it, right? You can show them this whole thing. All right, we've been having lots of educational discussions tonight.
You have me.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, Damien, I think you're going to find that you won't regret this. That's my feeling for you, that you won't regret.
Well, I mean, he's in for the long haul, obviously.
Yep, I'm in it, and I'm in it to win. I've already made it this far. Like Forrest Gump says, well, I figured since I've already come this far, might as well just keep on going.
That's right. It's like a marathon that some of these people are not prepared for. And it's like there's a certain point where it's like, yeah, you want to just quit, but you can almost kind of see the light. You just got to just drag your feet, walk, crawl, just do it. You know, you put so much into it.
Right. Well, when it's all said and done, as long as I just get the property plus fair and just compensation for me and my mother for all the hell we've been through, then it'll be fair and squared and called even.
Yeah, and if nothing else, even if you don't get the punitive crap you deserved, if they cover all your legal fees, well, it's better than nothing, I guess. But land the property, of course.
Right. All righty. Well, appreciate y'all as always, and you probably got other callers and other people want to call in, so don't want to hog up all the time.
Well, you know, it's funny, as you were the last caller, we kind of thought, well, we might ride this out, and all of a sudden two more popped up, so that's awesome, Damien.
Oh, right, and Damien,
okay.
Good luck to your mom.
Yeah, she actually sent me a message today and was like, have you heard from the lawyer? I said, no, I haven't heard from him yet. He's probably doing what he needs to do, because he said he was doing a very extensive title search, so when I think extensive, that means a lot of work.
I bet that does take forever, because you probably have to engage so many other people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if by extensive he means he's going all the way back to when this plot of land became a property, which I would say for this particular plot of land, based on my own research I've done, it became a property sometime in the early 70s. So he's going to have to maybe go back probably like somewhere between 40 and 50 years. So who knows what he could find even in just that short amount of time.
But still, that is the right thing to do. If you're going to take a case and put it to bed once and for all, that's what you need to do. You need to do a cradle-to-grave search on the property history. Yep.
So who knows what he'll find? I mean, for all we know, there could be some weird technicality that even in the very beginning, it wasn't done right. So therefore, it's technically not a property. Who knows?
You're right. It could be some bizarre thing where it belongs to the state or some weird stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, it could, because, I mean, with Virginia law, there's so many, like, peculiarities and nuances and – since I'm now back in Tennessee, I'm not up at my mom's anymore. I'm just like, yeah, now I remember when I was up there why I left and why I like Tennessee so much better, because the laws down here are way more simple, straightforward, to the point. There's not as much ambiguity or gray areas or just nonsense in laws in general with Tennessee laws.
Yeah, well, you know, Virginia has a long history of government, which is not really good when you all look back on it, the government being involved in everything. Yep.
So, yeah, I'm back in Tennessee, definitely enjoying it. It is definitely more hotter and more humid down here than what it was up there, but, oh, well, I'll get used to it.
Oh, we forgot to ask Luna the question. What do you got for the last couple of days for weather temperature-wise?
I would probably say last time we checked, storms.
Have you been like dying still?
Because
upper 90s,
I would say, yeah, very hot, very humid. It's been that same way up in Virginia too. I would say we definitely need storms because the grass is very dry and very brittle. So, yeah, it needs some rain.
Well, I will tell you here on the east coast of Virginia, the last, like, almost a full week has been the most beautiful weather on earth that I would like to lock down. We're talking, like, low 80s to upper 80s, humidity not so bad. It's like, man, if I could nail this weather down right now, this is going to be my forever weather.
August is coming, Jim.
Oh, I know. And remember, before this, we were in the same heat wave they were. We were in the 99s and the 100s, too. But somehow we got a break. We're on the coast. You know, we got the ocean. But it will not last.
Right.
All right. Well, take care, Damien, you and Luna. We'll keep praying for you.
Yep. Take care, and please stay in contact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You definitely know I will be. But I'm just glad that things are moving, things are where they need to be, and I'm not going to regret this decision.
You had to find out.
Yeah, you know, there's a certain point you want to do as much as you can by yourself, but once it gets so complicated, you have to engage an actual attorney. That's just the way they make things. That's the way the rules are nowadays in life.
Right. Yeah, definitely understand. But, you know, I feel like, you know, her and I did as best as we could, given the circumstances. But
you can only do it so much.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to fix itself or resolve itself on its own. So, yeah, it needed external intervention into the situation to fix it.
Yep. Yeah, especially something that was, like, deeply complex as this. That is a fact.
Yeah, I think we held off as long as we could. But, let's see what Mr. Macon has in store for us, because we're definitely antsy. Mom's probably more antsy than I am at this particular point, because she wants to know exactly, you know, what her money went for. And I can understand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $2,500 is definitely not a small piece of change nowadays.
No, I don't have that in my back pocket. No, I don't have that right now, so I understand.
Yeah, me neither. So, yeah, she definitely wants to make sure that the money she spent is going to be worth it.
Sure.
Yep, I understand her concern.
Well, I mean, hell, for me, getting just even the administratorship over the estate was like 10 grand, so I'm already at like 10 grand myself.
Yeah, well, you know, and hopefully when you get to the end of the tunnel, at least you'll get, if nothing else, you get that back plus.
Yeah, but I'm also wanting to get so much out of it because, you know, it's bad enough that they've done this to me, but they've done this to my mother, and they've done this to my father. So
they've
hurt my whole immediate family because of this. I mean,
in other words,
they don't understand what all they've taken from me and what all they've done to me and my family as a result of their actions. And no one is ever held accountable or responsible anymore. So I want to make sure that if anyone ever gets the brightest idea to ever do this to anybody ever again, they remember this costly mistake.
Yeah. When people make it personal, that's when you poke the bear. Yep.
So, yeah, I guarantee, I mean, yeah, Dad might be in the light and might be in a different realm, but I bet deep down inside he still has turmoil. And probably hasn't had 1 ounce of peace ever since he's died, since everything has happened since he's died, because nothing good has happened since his death. And it's going on, it'll be 6 years this October.
That's a long time.
Exactly. So, yeah, definitely more accountability, more responsibility, because I have my suspicions on some things that have happened, and Mom and I have discussed certain things while we were up there. We have a good idea as to who has done it and why they did it. We can't really prove it, but that's where we think all of this went wrong. Because the person who could have done this and more than likely ended up doing this did not like my father and did this to spite him to benefit my mom. Not by my mom's instruction, he took it upon himself to do it.
Interesting. Well, you'll have to talk about that when we get further into this. That is interesting.
I mean, my mom and I, when we were up there, we talked about a lot. And we talked about, you know, what this meant for both of us and why we want this to end so much and why we're going big or going home for it. And in a lot of ways, we spent a lot of mother-son time that we haven't had for a very long time. But at the same time, we were able to, I guess, fix and mend our relationship, since my dad and I never really got to do that in the very end. So I guess maybe that was maybe a sign of, okay, well, you made a mistake here, but you're not going to make the same mistake twice. Fix whatever relationship you have with your mother, so it's not a repeat performance of what happened with your dad.
Yeah, it could
and
be fate.
Lastly,
it could be fate.
Yeah, and lastly, mom and dad have flipped, and here's what I mean by that. Later on in life, dad started acting like mom, and now spending time with my mom here recently, she's a lot like dad now. They've become the people that they despised.
Kind of funny, isn't it?
Okay,
yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, so I look at her and I'm like, who are you and what did you do with my mom? Because you were acting so much like my dad.
That is kind of interesting. That is a little irony there. You know, people that are together a long time sometimes can absorb those traits, and then when they one of them passes, they could flip.
Yeah, and what was also very interesting, so I was just like, okay, who are you and what have you done with my mom? Because we did not have one single fuss or argument the entire time I was up there. Not one.
Well, sometimes conflict and problems, whatever, can actually bring people together sometimes, especially at when they're more mature, you know.
Yeah, I could definitely tell mom has mellowed out a lot, as in she's not so quick to temper and isn't so temperamental like she once was, but where she's mellowed out, she's made up for it, and once she finally is mad, she has gotten a worse temper when she actually gets mad, but she's not so quick to get angry now.
More focused and, I mean, in control of it.
Uh-huh. And that's one thing my dad always said about mom was, if mom was not so temperamental, then she would be a force to be reckoned with. Well, I think that thing that dad said has now become a reality. Because I bet if dad were still alive and saw the way mom was now, and if dad was still alive and mom saw the way dad was and was continuing to be later on in his life before he died, be like, what have we done? We're the exact opposites of each other. You're like me and I'm like you. The hell happened here?
Ah, the circle of life.
Yeah, definitely the circle of life.
All right, my friend Damien, we're going to let you go. We got a couple more callers. Thank you so much. We appreciate your call. That was very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting. And, yeah, I'll definitely be keeping you all in the loop because
absolutely.
Now I think the plot's about to thicken.
We like that.
Yep. I'll probably be in touch with you all Monday or Tuesday.
Yep, whenever. You know, we'll just keep an eye on when we go live. You know. You know the deal.
Yeah, well, and by the way, Deb, keep having fun in Texas.
Thank you.
You know what they say, Deb? All my exes live in Texas. That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee, the song, right? That old song?
You might want to be careful with that one because when she gets home, I foresee you're behind in a crock pot simmering. So I'd be careful with that.
Well, it would be a clean crock pot. I cleaned it really well, at least.
All right. Well, I'll see y'all next weekend.
All right, hang on, stand by. I am extending the show time for people that are on hold. Oops. It has been extended. Don't worry about that. All right, thanks, Damon. I'm going to put you on back to mute. If you want to stay on or not, it's up to you. Take care.
All right, thank you. I'll see you. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
All right, we hope Deb's okay. I mean, we're supposed to end the show, but I extended it a little bit.
I'm fine.
Okay, let's see here. We have another. We had two callers. Probably one of them. I wish I should have said something that they probably thought. Well, I'm not getting on. But anyway, we're gonna go.
They dropped.
They dropped, and maybe they. We don't know. You know, people in different time zones. If they're out West Coast, it's still pretty early out there. They might have something to do. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're what? You're in Central Time, right? So you're right now. It's going on 7 there. People that are in California, it's going on 5. That's like early as hell right now. So speaking of California, our next caller is area code 925, which Google tells me is California.
Hi, guys. So, it's Teresa. Yes. I'll make it quick because my phone was going to die and I was going to hang up.
Oh, shoot. Did we drain your battery? Sorry about that.
It's okay. So I'm just wondering what you see for me in terms of work. I've been looking, not really seeing anything.
Work conditions have become very toxic. It's time for me to get out now.
Okay, Jim, can you repeat to me?
Well, I was playing around. Go ahead and ask the question again. I'm sorry, I was playing around. I had some speaker problems.
Well, her connection was bad.
That was my fault.
Was wondering what you see for me in terms of work. My work situation's getting pretty toxic, and it's time for me to leave. I haven't really found anything that seems like a good match. I've been looking.
You got that right, Deb?
I did.
She does indeed. And I had a – who did I have? I wrote it. I had also a 630 area code that was on, and they hung up. Maybe they had to do something or thought the show was ending. If you're listening still, if you're on Facebook Live, 630, call back. We extended the show a little bit. We extended a few minutes. We had a couple callers that we spent a lot of time with. They're regulars, and they had interesting subjects. But the only show that we have no control over is the Monday show, because that's News for the Soul. They got a 24/7 schedule. But the rest of the shows, we can play with the end time a little bit. So.
Now, I have a question for you, Teresa. Are you at all interested in working remotely?
I've been looking for that. I have been looking for that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I mean, she's very interested, obviously. She would love that.
All right. I'm just wondering, your cards are saying widen your search. So if you have been on various employment websites... I've been actually looking lately because my Japanese daughter-in-law is here in Texas, and she has been trying to find something where she can use her Japanese, you know, language skills mixed with English. And there's a lot of opportunity just for her. And as for you, your cards are saying widen your search a little bit. Have you tried like ZipRecruiter?
Oh yeah, and I've been getting a lot of hits from LinkedIn.
Oh, okay, LinkedIn. Yeah, I know that one.
And
it's connected to a lot of other ones.
Oh, okay, so it's yes. connected to other places. That's good then, because LinkedIn has got some limitations, but as long as it's giving you some other opportunity links, that's good.
Also, flexjobs.com is $10 for a week. And then within a week's time, boy, there's a heck of a lot of jobs out there that I saw and that are paying well.
What's the name of it?
Tell her, Jim, flexjobs.com. Jim?
Flexjobs.com, okay.
Yeah, she caught it. That's why I was being silent. The problem is you got you on Messenger. I'm here in Virginia, and she's on Blog Talk calling in. You have to, like, wait, like, 20, 30 seconds. That's why I was silent.
Flex jobs is you can pay for just 1 week, $9.95, and you will have access to everything. You can put your resume right on their website. I saw some very interesting opportunities looking through, because I had to look through everything for Amima. And I found, maybe it was for me to be able to tell you, you know, about all these. There was another one, too. I can't think of it right now. But do try and widen your search. You're going to land something real good. There's a man here who is really looking for you right now, honestly. And I wouldn't be surprised there's a hiring bonus in it of some good, sizable money.
Gotta love the dinero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to commute far this time. I've done a lot of commuting in the past, and I don't want to do that.
Especially if you're driving in a vehicle and it's $5,000 a gallon. Yes.
And it seems to be going toward remote jobs, you know.
You're right, Deb, because COVID changed a lot of businesses.
It did.
And they kind of realized, for some of them, not all of them, some of them said, you know what, we kind of are going to adapt this and keep this even though the COVID scare is over. And some of them went right back. It all depends on the business. But you're right.
Yeah.
It taught a lot of businesses how to adapt and say, you know what? There are some advantages of this remote stuff.
Right. I got an email this afternoon from a headhunter asking me if she could call me, that there's a company in my area, she didn't say how close, that is, they are into gene and DNA sequencing, and they need a buyer. Yeah.
So, it never hurts to go forward with something. You can bail out at some point. You can do the interview and nail it and bail out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you're probably still trying. You got a job because you have a job. You're just kind of pissed off at it. So it's hard. You can't just take interviews anytime you want. But I would try to work as many of them as you can.
Well, I'm not off the next couple of days, so I'm digging really deep.
And sometimes it might sound like the most, there's no possible way that I could have this job. But then when you do the interview, they're like, oh, well, now that we learned this about you, we have something else that you didn't even know about that would be better for you. So take
right.
it.
And if I could
tell you, of course.
The situation where you are currently working has systematically deteriorated because you are meant to be elsewhere. So try not to see this as any kind of failure on your part.
It's called a sign.
Yeah.
No, I completely feel that way, that it's just time for me to go now. But I want to get out of there quickly.
Yeah, I hear you. So that's good. You keep working, you keep doing your thing, try to minimize conflicts. I got you. But you're right, you should rapidly look.
But I can see a job coming for you very soon. You will be otherwise employed before long.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll keep you guys updated.
Well,
Thank you.
And what really helps is you are well-motivated, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm a really hard worker, and I'm really loyal, and I'm really dependable. So, you know, anybody who hires me will get somebody who's really going to be dedicated.
Yep, and that's what you know, you're not a young chick out of high school. You know, that's what you make clear at some point in the interview is like, here's the deal. These are the attributes I have, regardless of the job itself. This is the attributes that I have that makes me sometimes a better candidate than others.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you, guys. I don't want my phone to die in the middle of my conversation.
Oh, yeah, it didn't die. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, because we had you on hold until the end of time.
Well, thank you so much. I'll keep you updated. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And you know how to follow us, so make sure you keep calling back.
Right. I will. Take care.
Bye.
Like it. Like it very much.
Bye. Jim?
Yes.
Jim, I have another commitment, and I'm going to have to go.
It doesn't matter because we have no more callers.
Okay, great.
So we have come to the end of our show.
Oh, I wanted to let you know. We have something really exciting for you coming on Friday. I'm going to be traveling, and I've got Summer Avalon, who she is in charge of a business called Healing Arts, and she is going to join you and do things like muscle testing.
On air?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be cool then. I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely interesting. I'm trying to find the list. I had it here a minute ago.
Well, you know, you can, yeah, no, you want to get her, but you got the folks on air, but you can feed me the info and I will make sure I post the crap out of it for everybody that's listening on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. We'll post all this stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the Blog Talk folks aren't following you, but you should. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. I'm sorry.
Anyway, she does all kinds of distance things with Reiki. There's like I said, I was trying to find the list. Wait, maybe I got it right here. Let's see. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, here I got it. Because she does so many, it's hard for me to remember all of it.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't remember.
clearing and balancing of energies that will help with physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, or relationship healing. And she's also doing healing pulse, which is pretty cool. She's also doing distance Reiki, which is phenomenal. There's many more things she's going to bring to the show. And it's all free for you guys. Okay, so it's all free. And often people decide they want to hire her after she's done a show with me. And I think that is fantastic. She doesn't overprice her services. So if anybody's interested, you could have a new modality in your life toward healing and strength.
No,
yeah.
I have a question, Deb.
Just
because we want DP. Is she going to call in on our phone line, or is she going to messenger in?
I think you're going to get her through
the phone line.
The portal.
Oh, the portal. She's going to messenger in. Okay, I'm just curious.
Or she can call you. Yeah, she'll come through the portal, and you'll see her.
Well, that'll be great for the guests, so they'll actually be able to see her, and maybe she'll have some visual stuff she'll want to show them, so perfect.
Terrific. So to all who joined us, thank you so much. I miss being there with all of you, and eventually I will be back home. Take care. Jim, thanks a lot for your help.
Okay. Remember, this is the goodbye to our blog talk folks, but not the Facebook folks yet.